Good morning. My guest this morning is Sherry Lee Miller from the Spreckles Theater Company in Rohnert Park. Good morning, Sherry Lee.
Good morning, Roland.
Annie, Get Your Gun. Wow. That's quite a show to take on.
It's huge. It's a very, very big show. It's the largest show I've ever directed, for sure.
What's the how many in the cast?
You know, 28 or 29.
You don't even know how many?
I don't. I do a vague head count before rehearsals start to make sure mostly everyone's there.
We should say right away that this is, as we said, at the Spreckles Theater in Rohnert Park, starting on February 14th, running through February 23rd. Have you ever worked with the music of Irving Berlin before?
No, I haven't. It's beautiful. It's so nice in rehearsal to enjoy the songs so much. Working on the show and directing the show, but just as an audience member, sitting there and hearing these beautiful voices singing these beautiful songs, it's really a nice way to go to work.
Right. I mean, you can think various things about modern musicals, but what's not to like about Irving Berlin?
And this show especially. I've loved this show since I was a child. I'm a non-singer, and as a non-singer, I know all the lyrics to everything. It's the curse of the non-singer.
Right.
And I have known the music to Annie, Get Your Gun since I was little. I love it.
Well, let's tell all of the little small people out there who are listening, saying, what's Annie, Get Your Gun? Talk about it just a little.
Well, Annie, Get Your Gun is the story of sharpshooter Annie Oakley. It takes liberties with her life, of course, because it's a musical. The real Annie Oakley had a rather tragic life until she became this sharpshooter and then took off with the Buffalo Bill Wild West show. The story is her romance with Frank Butler, who was also a sharpshooter with Buffalo Bill. In real life, when they met, she was 15, and he was anywhere from 23 to 28 years old. They fell in love and got married, spent their entire lives together. They were deeply in love. When she died, he stopped eating, and 2 weeks later, he passed. So it's basically their romance told by the Buffalo Bill performing company.
Uh-huh. Oh, so they, I had forgotten that. They are actually sort of almost celebrating a wake for Annie, aren't they? Remembering her?
No. Annie is performing in it. The actual play is set in 1888. So she would have been 28. She was born in 1860.
What about the people in the company? How are they reacting to being in this show?
Well, I think we're all having a really good time. It's a very hard show. It's a lot of work. They're working very, very hard. It's sort of a three-ring circus at rehearsals. We have three spaces going at once. And we have the main theater, we have the small theater, and then we have the events room. And between those three, we're working music, dance, and staging. Our choreographer, Mikey Snyder, is awesome, absolutely awesome. The dances are very difficult, and she's really challenging everybody, and they are completely stepping up to the task. The music director is Janice Dunson Wilson, another brilliant musician, teacher, music director. We're having a good time. I think they're having fun.
Great.
I'm having fun. I'm really impressed with how hard everybody works and what a good job they're doing. I really am.
Well, now that you're used to working in on a large theatrical canvas, I expect you someday in the future to mount a production of Tennessee Williams's Camino Real, my favorite large play.
Well, you know, I might do it just for you.
Okay. Sherry Lee, thanks for coming in.
Let's
tell people once again that, yes, it is, Annie, Get Your Gun, coming to the Spreckles Center for the Performing Arts on February 14th, playing through the 23rd. For information, the telephone number is 588-3400, online, SprecklesOnline.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.